The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And on the line with me this morning is Dolores Martin, the PRO for the Route 2 Maxi Taxi Association. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, and good morning to the wider community of Trinidad and Tobago.
Let me say good morning going out to Frosty. You all know Frosty, and of course the Brenton Knights. These are people that I interact with and speak with from time to time, and of course to you. We're seeing that other areas, Maxis, have been returning. We're seeing a split, but the Route 2, for some reason, decided not coming. We did see yesterday that a few Route 2 Maxi taxis were operating very far and in between. You know, what is the association stand this morning? What happened in that meeting that caused you guys to ramp up your actions and continue with your three-day strike?
As the Route 2 and the others came out of the meeting last night, we were told that there were no resolve in none of the Route 2 issues. So the membership mandated the president to continue the rest and reflect into today to see if he could get some sort of resolve from the minister, because he's not budging on most of our issues.
All right, just for the benefit of those that are not certain what you all are asking for, because I had a caller this morning, felt that it was a bit unreasonable what you're really asking for. So can you just reiterate a few of those points really quickly that you all were looking to the minister to address that was not addressed by the former administration?
We were looking to address things like the next of kin, which a lot of people don't know, is the issuing of transferring our bus route, TBR pass, to the next of kin of somebody who has been deceased. Therefore, some of these people, they're maxi park up for months. And we have been hearing the same thing over and over from the minister that he's working on it. And as we speak today, there is no reserve whatsoever for most of the people who have been waiting for over 2 years for a next of kin, maybe more.
So, what I wanted to ask you, the next of kin, before we go forward quickly, the next of kin issue is only when somebody passes away, or what if a person gets a stroke, they're sick, and they cannot ply the trade? Is it that you all are asking for a transfer for instances like that as well, or is it just a situation where the person passes on?
We're asking for things like that. Because in the past, we were getting that. They were transferring to people who, if their family was sick or dying, you know, they actually were transferring the PBR pass.
They were in the past?
Yes.
How far back
you're
going? Is it within the last administration or years before that? So under Rohan Sinanon, they did do the transfer if the person died?
Yes.
Really? So
and
you all got
yes,
that?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
We got some of that, yes.
Okay.
And also, I want to go a little bit further. Just before UNC came out of power in the last administration, we got an amnesty under Suraj Rambachan.
An amnesty pertaining to what?
Same PBR transfers.
Okay.
Right, so we did get some redress at that time, but now we're not getting nothing at all. All of a sudden, that changed.
All right. So under the People's Partnership Administration, you all got some reprieve?
Yes, we did.
During the PNM's tenure under Rohan Sinanon, because I remember speaking with Brenton and Knights, and he told me that on this same program that they were looking into issues like that with the transfer of passes, because I'm seeing it on coming up again as something that was not addressed. So is it that when this administration came on board, they stopped the transferring of passes to next of kin if somebody dies or is or have been rendered unable to continue the trade? Did that happen?
Right now that has happened under this Mr. Zakura Eli. It has gotten even worse.
So let me keep clear, because I don't want nobody come back and say the Route 2 Maxi or the Maxi drivers and them on nonsense. Rohan Sinanon gave you all the transfers?
One or two, yes, and then next of kin.
One or two. There were still others outstanding.
Yes.
So not everybody get it. Okay.
No, when they were there, coming on to the late part,
the late
we have
part.
A lot of people who have been waiting on that list for next of kin for more than 2 to 3 years.
Under the Rohan Sinanan. So he didn't address everything. He addressed a handful. Okay.
Yes.
So we got a handful, and I'm happy that you mentioned that. Because you get some lashing this morning for the audacity of speaking about the Maxi Taxi Association concerns are not frivolous. What else are you all... And you said when Zakur Eli came into power, into governance, under the ministry, he revoked those things.
I would not say revoked. He said he's working on it.
So why he didn't continue it? He just stopped it just so?
Yeah, it's taken very long for people to do those things.
All right, let's move forward.
Very long.
All right, moving forward now, you all get a little reprieve under the last administration. Zakaru come and he say he stop it. He's looking at it again to see how we can fix it. And all right, what else are you all asking for on the route 2?
We are asking for proper hubs.
Proper hubs? Where you don't have hubs?
Like how City Gate is in our mess.
Mm-hmm.
We have been asking for them to come in and actually, you know, fix up City Gate. Also the Grandy Hub. That is in total mess and shambles.
Mm-hmm.
No toilet facilities. There are a lot of pigeon droppings in that area there. Also, the hub have a lot of cars that parks there and disturb the drivers from trying to trade freely. Also, in Arima, we have no hub. So we're trying to see if we could get something in Arima to make the drivers comfortable.
Where in Arima because, you all are looking to earmark a property or a space for the hub?
We haven't spoken about that as yet, but right now we're trying to see if we could get it because Arima is in a total mess as we speak.
But I was told there was a spot earmarked, so that's what I'm asking as the public relations officer to get some insight. But okay, so we're protesting for a spot, but we don't have a spot. We don't have an idea.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I am not sure.
Okay.
As yet, but
sure.
I know the association is looking into different places in Arima.
All right. What else? So we talk about the transfer of passes, which I think is a very a great necessity because, I mean, the buses, the price you all have to pay, the banks at the end of the month range from anywhere, I was told, from $18,000, $19,000 to $25,000 a month. You all are paying for some of these buses in mortgage. All right, mortgage payments. And the bank don't want to know, we ain't get the bus route pass yet. The bank coming back for the thing. All right, cool. Got that.
Mm-mm.
Maxi taxi hubs. What else, if any at all, on the docket again? That you all...
Yeah, there is a lot more things on the docket.
Give me one more.
Right now, I just kind of flustered it because I've been too long.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But
when
you all met with the minister, you all were unsatisfied with his response, and you all see the need to give him more time.
Okay, I was not in the meeting. The meeting was at the level of the AMTTP, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the executive of the AMTTP. I am just the PRO for the Route 2 Association.
Got it. All right. I want to thank you for telling me what happened. So this morning, how you all feel, what's the association's position, seeing that Maxis, there are some drivers still saying, coming out and plying the trade?
Well, it is very disturbing to see that some of our very comrades who comes upstairs to ask for things to be done and who are very boisterous when they are not getting things their way,
mm-hmm.
actually came out to ply their trade on yesterday. You know, even if we had asked for 3 days, I think that even if we had gotten a full 100% support from everybody,
mm-hmm.
it would have actually sent a better message, right? But, mm-hmm. you know, in everything, it will have the ones who will want to do whatever they want to do, you know?
But they can argue that, listen, while I agree with the association, I still have my bills to pay, I still have my mortgage, my maxi park up, or my 4 maxis down, I can't get nothing going. That could be an argument as well.
All of us have bills to pay. Every single one of us have our bills to pay. And sometimes our vehicle shut down for 3, 4, 5 days. And we still have to come back and pay our bills. So one day at least would not have hurt a lot of them. And another point to note, the government opened the bus route, right? And because we didn't work yesterday. But they have made the problem even worse. Because the bus route is congested with traffic this morning. Plus, it have people who work in PH on the bus route since yesterday.
Well, in a national crisis, like this, I think those PH drivers will capitalize. I mean, the bus route was open to light motor vehicles. And, I mean, the impact was phenomenal. Commuters were left stranded, you know. And the thing about it is, you're still seeing those cut finances was to assist to pay. Because I remember there were some people in some white and black uniforms. White shirts, black uniforms, black pants,
That's the CSRs only.
CSRs.
I could only speak on what I know, but it was a handful of guys who went to court and a lot of other drivers who signed petition to have that dollar removed, which in my humble opinion, that should not have taken place.
Recently, I noticed when you all are, when certain maxis, not all, because sometimes, you know, for research purposes and other reasons, I would jump in a maxi from here and there. Because I live in the East, coming to Port of Spain. It's a little bit easier. A little $10 and I in tongue and $10 and I back home. I would observe that departing City Gate, you all would stop and pay somebody at $2, some instance $3. Some maxis don't pay at all. It is just passing people straight. I would see Brenton there and other persons from time to time there collecting. Is that a legal collection? What is that for?
What we are doing, because according to the Privy Council court matter back then, it was against PTSC because they say that our competitors not supposed to be, you know, in charge of us, plus the government supposed to provide us stand, and they put us in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the association. It never said anything that the association not supposed to, you know, generate funds for the association. So that's why sometimes you would pass and see us collecting the $2 to go out.
Yes,
that's to do the upkeep and upgrade of our facilities for our drivers.
What have you all upgraded so far following the, you know, failed committal coming from the former minister back in 2019? What have you all done so far in City Gate? This upgrade is for the passengers, commuters rather, or for the drivers? What was there before that you all have upgraded now?
We have not really done anything on the base as yet, but we are at this present time here, we're trying to generate enough capital and revenue to do the fix up City Gate for the passengers and the members.
So there has been no improvement for members so far?
What we did in improvement, like we had the canteen open.
You have a canteen? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a canteen. We have put AC into the canteen after how much? More than 20 years to make the drivers comfortable.
Toilet facilities, I would imagine?
The toilet facilities, we're trying to bring that to a standard so they would also be comfortable when they use the toilet facilities.
Does Route 2 Maxi Taxi Association, Route 2, which is Port of Spain, Arima, Grandy, do you all have touts? Do you all encourage touts?
Mm-hmm. We don't encourage touts, but there are touts around, not in the hub, but like in Arima, where all we have open space, roadway, there are touts that operate in the Arima area.
What about the situation where maxis would take up passengers, say they're going short, reach QREP, drop off passengers, and then drive a further down and pick up passengers again and continue the route to Port of Spain? How have you all addressed those issues? And
Okay, that was an issue, and that is a thing of the past.
Okay, so that is no longer.
I don't know if you can remember it at a time, the bus route used to be packed with people, a lot of people. In the morning time.
Yes, because
drivers actually used to do those things. The then president, Mr. Linus Philip, he collaborated with the ministry and they started to take away pass and put them on suspension for like about 3 to 6 months.
Beautiful. So that has been discontinued because I still notice maxis is as though they create a sub hub in QREP and in San Juan.
We didn't create that. We were given a stand from Kirepta Pornaspin by the ministry and from San Juan Tarima.
Okay.
We lobbied for that and we got that.
So some maxis can either go to San Juan and solicit passengers from there to Arima, or they can choose to come down to Kirep. But you cannot pick up passengers from Arima, drop them off in Kirep, and then go on East Stand and pick up passengers again. The same passenger may have to come back in a maxi to go down to Port of Spain, paying double the price. So what's the price from Arima? Well, if you take the maxi on the hub in Arima, you will pay $10 to reach the Kirep. But let's say you pick up the maxi by the spring somewhere up in Dabadi, to Kirep, is it still 10? I'm trying to gauge.
No, that's $7.
Seven. From Kirep to Port of Spain?
That's $7.
San Juan to Arima?
$9.
Beautiful. We got the price. All right. Thank you so much for taking the time. I don't know if there's any additional information you would like to share with our listening audience who have concerns. Now, I want the person to remember she cannot speak for the other associations. This is the PRO for the East-West Corridor, which is the Route 2 Red Band Maxis. And we got some clarity on the driver's situation where it relates to the passes, the hubs. Is there anything that you could remember off the top of your head that you all were looking for outside of what you mentioned?
We're looking at, we were also lobbying for safety. Yes, we have transit. But at the end of the day, we need a lot more safety on the bus route, because nearly every day, every other day, every night, a maxi is being robbed, not just the driver, but all the passengers in the maxi. You know, and we keep asking for safety, because it is getting very terrible out there for us and the commuters.
I would make a suggestion. I think you all should do like the truckers in other parts of the world. Create a system where you all could, I don't know, maybe press a button in the maxi when you see something happening. The driver could just mash and it sends an alert. Exactly. I don't know. You all could probably team up with somebody and get that system in their buses where you all could, put together and pay. I don't know. So if the maxi is being robbed, the driver had to just press the button or the photo, whatever, just touch it quickly and it sends a signal and it hits transit and who patrolling, and they could get to the I don't know just
one idea. One of the things that I must compliment transit on, right? We form a WhatsApp group
with the transit.
If the drivers and they feeling threatened or see somebody suspicious in their bus, we send a message, and I must give kudos to the head of the transit. He actually sends out our unit immediately once we get that number of that maxi, and they intercept the maxi.
Really? That's awesome, man. That is good information. That is great information. So if you all suspect someone in the bus looking shaky, you pick up the person, so you send a message and give them your location as well, very quickly.
Yes, and number plate.
Number plate of the bus and location where you are. If you're heading east, past Lupino, heading east at the moment, and they mobilize quickly and get to the bus.
Yes, they do.
And they would, that is great information. You see, you're all already ahead of the game. Was these kind of suggestions presented to Minister Eli? You wouldn't be able to say.
I wouldn't be able to say this, but I want to believe they did all of those things. My present president, he's not a person who does move erratic or without thinking. You know, he does things, he analyzes, and then he makes a move on the things he's doing.
What about cameras in the buses?
Well, a lot of buses have cameras in them, and a lot of us have our dash cams that face in and out. So that is how we were able to get the footage of the last big
in Arauca.
By
Bonia West.
Yes.
Yeah. One texter is saying that last statement you made is most gratifying, because the persons were worried and concerned, They were worried and concerned. And, the saying put the right suspended. I'm just going through some of the texts that persons are sending, because I know a lot of people were trying to call. When I was a passenger, the maxi drivers don't care about safety. I think that changed now.
What they don't understand is that all of us, we are not the same. I know they broadbrush everybody in the same pot of tea, but we are all not the same. We all don't drive the same.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I mean, some of them, I mean, Maxi fighting down Maxi. I mean, they're trying to pick up passengers. I understand. And I believe it's not just the regulars. I mean, it's some of them, the newcomers might come and pull them kind of stunts. I'll take a call very quickly. Good morning. 30 seconds.
Morning. Thanks for the sober offering from the PRO. Very nice sober offering, PRO. Hear what happened, but you're Trump. For instance, with the security, the last party mentioned. I didn't like how you gave it away, but anyway.
No. All right. Thanks much. I disagree with you. My notion is to deter persons. I want to deter you from coming to rob the Maxi. So yes, let you know we have a mechanism in place that if you try it, you could find yourself in problems. So to say she gave away her hand there, I disagree with you. I'm happy that she mentioned it. It gives a sense of security and it warns them. We watching, you know. Hello, good morning. Quickly, 30 seconds.
The factor is the speed limit.
Ah.
The percentages of red band maxi on the highway are very, very small.
This is not the highway. This is on the bus route.
This is what I'm saying. So, 65 is sufficient for the bus route.
All right.
Not so?
Well, I disagree. 65, there are some days it's clearer. You're talking about peak hours. I think 80 is a relatively good thing, you know, to work with. But I want to thank you again, Piero, for sharing the thoughts and those study the associate. Anybody in Switzerland can tell you gave away the hand. You didn't. You literally...
No. I think it's about pacifying the passengers and making everybody feel comfortable and safe that we have somebody out there who, when we call on them, they will be there at a moment's notice for the safety of the traveling public.
I agree. I know it might be a little convoluted. You all could figure out a safer, a quicker way to send those alerts. But I don't think you give away a hand. I think you make passengers a little easier knowing that if we see something suspicious, you know, we could say something, you know. I think all Maxi should put up their number in the bus. So if a passenger sitting on in the bus and seeing something suspicious, the driver ain't notice, WhatsApp the driver quick. Let the driver send an alert. You understand that kind of thing? Put your number. There's the driver's number. Instead of just putting it up for people to hire you, put the number up in the bus. There's the driver number. You could put it and HBX, so. So if a passenger sees something in the bus too and a person looking shady, they could send a message to the driver put it in the chat, bam. You know that kind of way? That is what we're looking for. Thank you very much, PRO, and I would suggest that to Frosty and Brenton as well. Have a good one, and be safe out there. All right?
Same to you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.